The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. The City Council election has some interesting candidates. Some are new, some have their own agenda, some seem to serve big business, and some want to serve the citizens of Longmont. Sean McCoy, incumbent for the at-large seat, has a proven record of balancing the needs of residents, business and housing. Sean has 30 years of community service on local boards and commissions, including City Council. Becca Venturella, a newcomer running against McCoy, was driven to politics primarily by a single issue, gun control, which Sean McCoy is already addressing. She has broadened her issues list, but most of them are already being addressed by incumbent Sean McCoy. Becca should identify unique issues to address and gain some experience on other boards before taking on a city council seat. Nia Wasink, another candidate and running for the Ward 1 seat, seems to be serving big business. Nia wants to convert zoning to higher density. We need to be more thoughtful here. We need higher density housing within walking distance to shopping and transit centers to reduce the need for more cars, more pollution and more congestion. Sean McCoy has a strong grasp of the wide range of issues concerning Longmont and is the most qualified person in this race. Vote McCoy.